We're going to midnight. That is the first pitch for both the bass and then the tenor. The tricky part is having the baritones find their first pitch after that.
And then is that the B flat?
That is the B flat that I just gave. I'm going to try that. So you got to be thinking in your head if you are the baritone, like the wedding march. Here comes the bride, perfect four. That's the interval to find your note. So when Dave blows the B flat, you're going to be thinking, here comes, and that will be the baritone pitch. One, I'm going to go. I don't have to conduct it, maybe. Boom, beep, bum. I want to try to do that. So it's, you got like eighth notes to my quarter note, is kind of how that's going to feel, right? One and two, and here we go. And sort of. One and a two. Again and go. Good. Without me, again and ready and go. Okay. Here's a fresh B flat. Ready again. Again, go. See a lot of you staring at floors. I know we know this. It's a crutch. You don't need your crutch. Okay, put that away. When is that a B flat still? Yeah, okay. When the silvery, that is the main melody line right there, basses. When the silvery, and the leads take over. Moon shines through the fluttering leaves. One, two, beginning and go. Sorry. Beginning of the words, then the silvery. My bad. Ready? Again.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves.
Good. What I maybe conditioned you to do is that we sing in this kind of slow pitch, which is where our slow tempo, which is where I want to get to. But your slowness has no energy in the sound. When the silvery moon, when the silvery moon shines through the... There has to be motion in it. If we're going to go that slow, otherwise we're going to have to speed it up. Because when you, I allow you to go slow, it becomes that way. Okay, one, two, when, and sing.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves.
Live a little bit here. We lose pitch. then we sing, that's just hurt when the silver again. Don't go flat. Two, ready, and sing. Again, ready and sing. Make light be a ray through the stained glass. Ready and sing. Yes, now sing when her pale, drowsy light. Ready and go. That was better. Again, ready and go. Necessarily that loud. When her pale, drowsy light over the... We really want the over to be the accent. Okay, here we go again. When. Ready and sing. Which is wrong. And the nightingale warbles is the thinner pitch. Ready and go. And the nightingale warbles. Do that again. Ready again. On the first part of war, but no R in it, but we're going to stop on that chord. Ready and go. Hold. Sing more again, go. And balls. Balls. Leads. Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. And the nightingale. Ready? Again. Bass is alone. Don't be flat. Ready and go. Get it, make that right. And the nightingale warbles. Okay, one and two, all parts and go.
And the nightingale warbles, I go sadly o'er hill and hill.
That's it. Sing that chord. It's a minor chord. Sing it, go. Yeah, don't sing in a vacuum. Listen in tune, please. Okay? Just because you kind of went in the direction that you thought it was supposed to go doesn't mean it's in tune. Can I hear leads and bass? One, two, ready, and go. Oh, sorry, we're starting on veil. Veil. Help if you knew where it was, right? Bass and lead. Ready and sing. Good. Bass and berries. Veil. Ready and sing. Good. Bottom three parts. Bass. Lead, veil, ready, and sing. Yeah.
and high in their baritones.
Good. All parts? Unveil. Three and four and... Good. Acapella veil. Two are ready and sing. Got to a better final chord that time. Can we start at veil again? Can you find the pitch? Veil, 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 and there's a dinner. One and a two, ready and go. Not there. Again, somewhere. B natural. Bass, baritone. Somewhere tenor. Ready. And.
Somewhere in the leaves.
That's good.
The head needs to have more pull. Again. And go.
Building to the next do 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 do. So that should have gotten much louder by the time we got there, so that the do 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 can pop. Good. The cooing is not cooing. It's a beautiful little cluster if we do it correctly. Somewhere. One, two, ready and go. There it is. Upper three voices sing coo and go. Can you hear just leads and baritones? Leads, you're here. Baritones, you're higher. Sing coo and go. Yeah. Coo, coo, coo. With the tenors, ready and go. Berries, and then leads, ready, and again, go. Bad basses. One, and a two, and a here we go. There. Again, ready and go.
Cooling
dove, cooling dove. Again and go.
Cooling dove.
Again, last time.
Cooling dove.
Better, but bases still got a point. Okay, good. Somewhere hid in the leaves. Let's see if we can keep going this time. Two, ready, and go.
Thank you.
we've broken those pitches down, they've gotten a little sloppy.
In my eye is a
right? Okay.
And bases, ready, and go.
Good. Let's start in the right key. Here we go. Again, and go. Good. With the leads. Ready, and. Can I have tenors, no berries? Yeah, same. So it's bass, lead, and tenors, no berries, okay? Hit and go. Just fits in all that. A lot of bagpipage. Okay, listen to it when I just play on the piano. Where am I starting here? Okay, good. Now add in berries. All parts. Ready, all go. Finally had the seventh chord on this one. It worked that time. Good. In my eye again. Ready, go. Maybe baritones right away. Again, and sing.
Again.